Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
So good evening.
Good evening.
So tonight let's look at tool number 52 from chapter 4. Tool 52 reads, prefer moderation in speech. Terence Cardong's translation puts it, do not become accustomed to long-winded conversations. Kind of a little humorous, but as we will see when we take the Latin apart, it's a valid translation. Multum loqui non amare. Multus, we get, of course, the word multiple or etc., means much or lengthy, very frequently, or tedious. Loquor, a verb to speak, a deponent verb to speak or to talk. And amare, we might say, well, that's love, and it is certainly related to love, but it's more a little nuanced. Amare is to have a passion towards some value, something very important in one's life. But also, it's further nuanced by also meaning to have the custom of doing something. So we have the custom of gathering every Saturday evening here in the chapter room. That is amare. And it kind of falls, hopefully there is a passion towards that or whatever the custom is that we do. And we have many customs, as we know. So I put all this together, and my own translation, as I've been offering them to you for what they're worth, is not to have the practice of lengthy talk because it will be tedious for someone. Prosaic, down to earth, at any rate. But what does this tool signify? First of all, it's not a prohibition against talking. Throughout the rule, St. Benedict makes provision for talking. But what he is prohibiting or cautioning us is this chit-chat, gossip, slander, that kind of talk. So we have to understand tool number 52, it seems to me, in the context of prayer, in the context of listening, which we're already familiar with the rule of Benedict, in the context of communion with God, and communion with the brothers, with all of you. That's the context for tool 52 here. Prefer moderation in speech. When we stop and think about it, if I dominate a conversation, I do violence to you who are the recipient of the conversation. You can't get a word in between. And to dominate is obviously not only a lack of respect for my brother, but it really, we call it, you know, it's a weighted word, but it really is abuse. We know from chapter 6 of the rule, which is silence, or the chapter, or the title is called Silence. St. Benedict says in verse 8, we absolutely condemn in all places any vulgarity and gossip and talk that leads to laughter, and we do not permit a disciple to engage in words of that kind. So it's not a condemnation of talking, but he gives a very specific description of what we are to work for or what we are to avoid. When he says prefer moderation in speech, because this will cut off the vulgarity, the gossip, or the non-stop gibberish, as we would put it in kind of slang, English slang, gibberish. We just go on and on and on. We know from the rule that the monk is to listen. It begins, the whole rule begins that way. The monk and the abbot are to listen. But St. Benedict goes on to say that the monk is to listen and obey the abbot in this sense because of the role of teacher, etc. But in the chapter on silence, again in verse 6, because St. Benedict says speaking and teaching are the master's task, the disciple is to be silent and listen. But likewise, as we just read this morning, after Lauds, that chapter 3, summoning the brothers for counsel, the abbot listens to the community. And as I say, vice versa. Furthermore, we know that St. Benedict, in tool 55, we're going to hear, and we'll share more about it, all the monks are to listen to readings, especially scripture. Of course, he's getting at not just the readings at, say, the Divine Office or the Mass, but the Lectio practice, which was a public common reading of the scriptural book out loud, similar to maybe what we do here in the evenings on the weekdays, where we have a common reading. But at any rate, they're to listen to these readings. Furthermore, in chapter 64, the silence after compline, St. Benedict says the monks should diligently cultivate silence at all times. And likewise, later in that chapter verse 3, the monks sit together after supper. So they listen to reading, as we do each evening before compline. So there, we have this whole emphasis, again, on listening, so that something can come forth from that in the sense of a teaching. Again, whether it's from the abbot or just from my heart or just from the brothers. So, in conclusion, I find myself not so much asking how to practice moderation in speech, but in the context of, as I say, St. Benedict's emphasis on this listening, so I find myself asking, how do I hear? Only if I stop talking, certainly, or stop the noise, whether that's the internal noise or to a lesser extent the external noise, only when I quiet the heart can I listen to another. But that in itself is still not enough, because I am called to welcome what you have to say. I may not necessarily agree with it, but I have to welcome it. Well, that's a challenging mode of listening, especially in the environment we're in now, political environment today. I just saw a thing So Eastern Oregon is wanting to secede from Western Oregon and join Idaho because they say, we all think alike, like they do in Idaho. And I'm saying, BS, you do not. You're going to find out you don't think alike. You know, just like there's the movement to this part of Northern California to either secede and form Jefferson State or actually, apparently, to join Eastern Oregon and become part of Idaho. Well, and again, that's their argument. You know, we're not heard. And maybe that's true too, I don't know, but that's not how you get heard. you know. Any rate, so we have to welcome what another has to say, not necessarily agree with it, but you know. So silence and listening are the fruit of humility, because in step 9 of humility, a monk controls his tongue, so moderated speech, and remains silent, not speaking unless asked a question. So 252 is clearly one of self-discipline. Clearly it speaks of spiritual growth. It speaks of integration of every aspect of myself, including the stuff, the aspect of myself I don't want to look at and I don't want to hear from my own self. You know, I have to welcome what some of, you know, what's being said within me as well. Now that's to distinguish that from the logismoi, which are there in another way, trying to disorient me and confuse me. But there's aspects of myself that are calling out to me, asking me to listen and respond and pay attention. So this is the way towards maturation and ultimately transformation. You know, it's God's work, it's grace within us, but nevertheless, we are responding. So prefer moderation in speech.